Well, today we're joined by Simone Ripley, last but definitely not least of the grads from this year playing college golf. Simone, obviously it's been a long, you know, maybe not long, 5 quick years for you out in Kelowna at the University of British Columbia, Okanagan with the Heat and that golf team. As you graduated and you kind of, you know, flash back to the last half decade, what's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, in some ways it felt short and in some ways it was like that was a long haul to be in school, like full-time school and golfing for 5 years. But it's kind of feels like a, not like a weird time in my life, but I kind of can't believe it's over. And I feel like I'm entering into real life now and starting a job and transitioning into all of these things. And like golf is looking different, but I'm happy about it. I feel like ready for what's next. And like, I had a great 5 years, but I think I'm ready to move forward. So
for sure. Yeah. Canadian colleges do play a little bit less in events just because of the weather. Obviously you guys did manage to get down to the States and, you know, I think maybe you want to play a little bit more, but you ended up getting to, you know, experience some great things through the game, even going back to your junior days.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't play quite as much as I probably originally wanted to, but when I look back at it, there's some times that I just like, I really knew I couldn't make it work because of all of the other things I had going on, and school commitments were a lot, but I was able to travel to some good events in the States and play in some of our bigger events, and we played a lot down at the coast. So I got to play a lot of golf courses that I definitely wouldn't have been able to if I didn't come out here. So
Sure. And you know, one of the obviously, you know, full answers I get from all the kids I talk to that do move on, it's, you know, you obviously made some great friends as well. So I mean, that's going to be a big lasting legacy for you going forward.
Yeah, not only friends, but like the connections here too, through golf, through my like program with school and like starting a new job. Like I have so many different groups of people that really have my back, which moving out here not knowing anyone is kind of intimidating, but I feel kind of this is where I've built those connections. So I'm really happy about that too.
For sure. I believe it's nursing, correct? So you're going to be a nurse now?
I am a nurse. Yeah, I started working already. I wrote my licensing exam about a month ago, and I started within the last few weeks working as a nurse. So it's a lot, but it's good. I think it's good to just jump in and get into it and do my best pretty much, but I am still working at a golf course as well. So I'm keeping my foot in the door. I don't think I'll let that go for quite a while.
I think we always knew watching you grow up and in the junior, you know, you had a big heart. So nurse is obviously very admirable and that's fantastic. Obviously where does golf kind of fit now? Just, you know, and are you going to stay in Kelowna? Like is your job out there?
Yeah. I'm in Kelowna. Okay. That's where my job is right now. I'm kind of in like a 6-month commitment, but I will probably stay here beyond that for probably a couple of years. I don't really know what it looks like after that. Keeping my foot in the door, working at a golf course so I can still be in that environment. And I'm taking a bit of a step back on tournaments. Mm-hmm. This summer, I'm just registered in like one ladies open tournament in August. But I did kind of feel like at the end tournaments, I do really enjoy tournament golf, but sometimes it felt like all of my free time, like there was other things I wanted to be doing in my free time. So golf was still fun, but at some point felt like a bit of a chore some days. So I'm hoping to just make golf fun again and play more casually, I would say.
Sure, I've got that answer from others. Will Blake is a great example. Will hated the game for a year, but he's fallen back in love with it just after a little time off, and hopefully that's the case and going forward. And, you know, I always ask this too, especially on the female side, you know, messages to those youngsters coming up. There's some great ones, you know, Natalie Monula. I don't want to leave anybody out. Obviously, Alexa Mousted from Wynyard, a great young player. And, you know, a message from you through your experience to these girls coming up, hoping to take that next step to college.
Yeah, I would say just jump in and really, like, your hard work will pay off. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but also keep showing up and also continue with other opportunities that aren't just golf. Like, I was really involved in volunteering at the university. Like, by the end of it, we have, like, an athlete council for all of the athletic teams. And, like, I was helping organize volunteering at the food bank and organizing athlete events to try and get everyone together, too. So there's lots of other things that can be helpful to your golf career that aren't just golf, too. So try to take all the opportunities you can while you're there.
Yeah, a lot of those are probably you learned on a golf course back in Saskatoon growing up and stuff, for sure. Lastly, you know, just a thanks, obviously your family, huge support, but, you know, just a thanks, because like you said off the top a little bit, you know, you need a big support system to go through 5 years of this and ups and downs.
Yeah, so I mean, there's so many people to thank and so many supports that I've had, so I don't even want to start going through the list because it will be never ending. But there are, so many people that helped me get through it and supported me and pushed me outside of my comfort zone. And yeah.
Fantastic. From Gulf, Saskatchewan, you know, obviously congrats on a really good college career. And again, a nurse, extremely admirable. You know, we're proud of where you ended up, Simone.
Thank you so much.